I have the honor of introducing Dr. Padmini Murthy. Dr. Padmini Mini Murthy is a physician and an activist. She has been the recipient of several awards. She is the NGO co-representative of Medical Women's International America to the United Nations. Her book, Women's Global Health and Human Rights, was published in 2009. It's a popular text in many institutions. Murthy is the recipient of the 2009 Mid-Career Award, which is awarded by the International Health Section. She serves as the APHA Chair on Women's Rights, and which is the one which is organizing this particular session. She is a governing counselor in the International Health Section, and she also is the program chair for the same section. This is just the tip of the iceberg, and the rest of it you are going to hear very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Gopal, and thank you for timing me.
Okay.
You see? So you can start waving it from there. Thank you, everyone, for coming to this session. Okay, thank you. And you can get your vengeance, like, on me. So again, no disclosures. One of the things is of this presentation, the objectives are to advocate locally for the importance of safe motherhood in a disenfranchised population, empower interprofessional team building, and to think globally and outside the bun. And again, no disclosures, nobody, no corporations. Sarah talked about, like, Taco Bell or McDonald's is paying me to say think outside the box or the bun. So one of the things I just wanted to talk about is MDG5. I know that you spoke about it so eloquently, some issues about it in your presentation, Alicia. But the thing is, this is so terrible that even till today, there are over 287,000 women who die in childbirth. And as a mother, a woman, a physician, and basically a concerned global citizen, I think this is horrible and horrendous. And one of the issues we have is this is the worst indicators. I'm not going into the politics of MDGs here, but this is one of the worst indicators. And again, because there are no specific policies to, which safeguard the interests of women. So just to come back as to why I'm going to be talking about Malawi is Malawi, this is the estimated population. And the worst part is if you can look at the number of physicians here, the number of physicians is one per 1,000 people, or, you know, actually it's even worse than that. And what we did is in New York Medical College with one of my colleagues and good friends, Amy Ansel, we started the New York Medical College Safe Motherhood Project, and I'm just going to give you the brief timeline. In June 2011, I had the opportunity of meeting the then First Lady, Her Excellency Calista Mutharika, in New York. And then when she told me, when I came to know about how horrible the situation is, because Malawi is one of the top 5 countries in the world with a high maternal mortality rates, and almost more than 1 in 10 dies giving birth to a child. And then what happened was in July we started planning on how to make the Safe Motherhood Project a service learning project for the medical students and the public health graduate schools. Now, New York Medical College, basically we are like it's a university with 3 schools. One is the School of Health Sciences and Practice, one is the Medical School, and the School of Basic Sciences. So immediately after June, because, you know, I don't let grass grow under my feet, and also Amy is the same. We are kind of those type A people who not only push ourselves, we push everybody who comes in our way in a good way. So we started this massive fundraising drive to collect donations and support. So what did we do? The first fundraiser was, and then all the students were so excited. They go to bars. Not that we encourage students to drink. This is not what faculty does. But when they had the bar nights, they raised funds because the local bars in White Plains and Westchester worked with the students, and they said that for every student who comes in, they donated $5 for the project. So that's how we raised $1,200. And then again in August to March, appeal letters and emails were sent out, so we got a lot of money. And we created a wish list on 2011 by students on Amazon to collect supplies to put together mama kits. Then in September 2011, we started assembling these mama kits. And again, in 2011, October, we raised $900. The reason I'm giving you the timeline is not to blow our horns and what we did, but just to say that how a simple momentum can really have a global impact. We part locally with a global impact. And then we also started continuing our fundraising. And apart from that, we started raising supplies for the rural clinic in Nadugo, where they don't have anything. They don't even have electricity, and they have solar-powered generators. And when it's raining and cloudy, you can imagine that these solar power generators don't work, as the whole panels work as much. So one of the things what people do is they fill a bottle with water and put some bleach in that and stick it so that when the sunlight comes, it kind of illuminates the room. So these are all some of the things they do to get light. So one of the things is I just wanted to talk about is that maternal mortality is preventable, almost 90 to 95%, but there's no cure for maternal mortality. And these are some of the causes. And one of the big issues we have here are you can see hemorrhage or bleeding, because a lot of times these women don't even have the necessary care they need when they have kids. And unfortunately, the women in Malawi fall victims to the system. So basically, as we speak, coming back to a happy picture, the fundraising efforts spearheaded by us, we've raised, as of today, $13,500 as of September 30th, 2013. And this will be used to build a waiting home in Malawi, which can house 40 high-risk pregnant women, because Malawi is a very hilly country, and women are walking, as you know, my three esteemed colleagues here talked before me, that they have such an issue. They have to go such a long way to get water, and kids are out of school. Gopal, I think you were talking about that. So one of the reasons is these women don't have to walk like at least 3 to 4 hours to reach a maternity waiting home. Because they come to the hospital, if they're still not in labor, they have no way to go. That's why we spearheaded this, and we should be getting the land soon to start the building. And the other thing we did is we assembled 225 mama kits, and I'll show you pictures of that. And we also collected 180 boxes of medical supplies for the rural clinic in Nodugo. So as a result of this, I'm invited to talk about this, and I'm so excited that I was at Ithaca College in March, and they've already started this project. Union College in Schenectady has already started, but I was there last month. And the same thing is George Mason is now signed on, and as has Marist College. So everybody's so excited, because one of the things is give up your latte. Like, everybody comes in with cups of latte. So if you gave up the latte you're drinking, $5 can buy... we made up a poster. So, my student designed this, one of my medical students, based on the Malawi colors flag. And this was a poem I wrote. But these are what $5, your $5 can give. So these are lifesavers. As you can see, gloves. Because when those kids are born in countries like Malawi, they don't have the little cute onesies or the receiving blankets. They're wrapped up in dirty newspaper or dirty rags. So you can think of tetanus, because these women here, when we see patients, we don't tell women to get their tetanus shots. But in countries like this, you have to. But often they fall through the cracks. And then we also had gloves. We had sanitary pads, and we had cotton. We had scalpel gloves. So, this is a simple thing. We had a little onesie, and we also had a blanket. And we also threw in soap there, because a lot of times these people do not have soaps. And we put them in this little colorful bag, because Malawi is raining. So at least the mother has something so that, and I hate to say it, that little onesie might be the only piece of a new dress a child got. So this is something which is really, and this is the happy team. You can see that is Kelly, who is the wife of the former ambassador. All these are students. That is my colleague Amy Ansel, and this is the ambassador's daughter. That's her mom, and this is his niece, and these are this is a physician, this is a medical student, and this is another student from the MPH program. So basically everybody got so excited, and we really did this because, and one of the things is I had the opportunity as FYI to meet with the current president of Malawi during her visit to the UN for the General Assembly, and she was so happy about the Safe Motherhood Project, and that, you know, because she's promoting safe motherhood, and that's why all these other schools are going to be working to see how we can really go ahead and do that. And I just wanted to share that this was really a very fulfilling project. It's still ongoing. And if anybody's interested in replicating it, like, you know, there's no patent. You don't have to pay me a fee for doing this. It's very simple, but it's so fulfilling, and anybody can do it. And it's just $5, which makes a difference. So this has really increased social awareness among our students, because one of the other things is, like, for Darfur, they give up their latte in December. And we've collected $1,500 to send to the women and children of Darfur. And also during 2 years ago, for during Halloween, you were talking about Halloween, one of the things we did is to get these little UNICEF boxes where you put in the pennies, any change, and so that goes. Because whenever I go to the UN, I put it in the big collection box in the UNICEF. So these are some of the things we're doing to raise social awareness. And Gopal, you talked about using social media, all of you talked about social media and technology. So this was a great way, because students started sending pictures of the mama kits. And one of the things which happened was people started sending supplies, and everybody would go like, why does everybody love you? Are you getting Christmas presents or holiday presents every day? I said, no, this is for the mama project. So it's like soon I would have to stand out of my room because of all the boxes we got. So I'm just saying this is like activism, but it's done so simply. And the other thing I think which students and all of us need to know is about the global prevailing social disparities, because that is really a social evil. To me, even though we say from, oh, 500,000, it's come to 274, I think it's not acceptable in any way, because giving birth, a woman cannot die. And this also helped us to think globally and act locally, and also it's a case of kind of best practices. And this is really a great example of promoting international partnerships and work at grassroots levels. These are my references, and thank you for your time. And I